Hello and welcome back to That's Dicey. Today we are wrapping up this arc of Pathfinder. What can I say? It has it has reached its end. So last three episodes we did these dream sequences and everyone got to, do their own, sort of dream sequence thing. And we left all the characters at the end of all three of those episodes waking up to our favorite squirrel person, our favorite dragon crammed into the body of a squirrel, the Acorn Maestro. And
Yes.
so I am going to, I guess, kick us off with everyone wakes up from their dream sequence, and this particular room is, I don't, it's strangely cold, right? When you go to the doctor and there's that moment in the doctor's office where you have to adjust to how cold it is. It's that feeling as you come out of sleep. That like instant cold, but after a few seconds it kind of fades away as you acclimate to it. It's not cold enough to like continually stay cold, but it's like shockingly colder than you were. There's just like a circle right on the ground, and you're sort of lie down on this circle and it glows. And that's where you are during the dream sequence. And so the three of you wake up in these different rooms in the back of the temple to the God of Fables. It's pretty empty in here beside the circle. There's obviously the exit door, which is now ajar because the Acorn Maestro has sprinted out. I guess what is we're gonna just jump from person to person. What is everybody's first thing that they do?
Well, we wake up in a cold room. Yeah, like it's cold room, and we
I
wake
kind of
up
envisioned
there.
we were brought into it. We wake up and we meet in this cold antechamber or whatever. Am I
Yeah,
crazy,
are
or are
we
we asleep on like a ritual slab in a cold room?
are we waking up on like slab tables, or have like what's going on? Wait.
There isn't a table. It's like you were lying on the floor in like this glowing circle.
Listen.
And there really isn't anything else in the room other than the circle and the walk up to it.
Did we go to sleep in the circle?
We woke up into a teleportation circle.
Essentially. So you didn't fall asleep there, right? You essentially ask for your dream sequence, right? And then you fall asleep and you wake up there. And the intent and purpose of that, you don't actually know. The only reference or like information that anyone has ever given you as far as like the circle goes is that it keeps you in a stasis of sorts while you're in the dream sequence.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know about you guys. Oh, Kit Kat.
I just had the wildest, and then looks down. Ah, what's that? And she kind of like scrambles to get up and out of the circle. Okay.
Huggins
I think.
will be he'll be a little frustrated because the dream was just getting good, and he begins to scheme and plot.
You just wake up and start scheming and plotting.
Oh, I've
We
got
all.
I'm a little frustrated with the Acorn Maestro, and I plan on going over to Stanislav's to put together a little prank on this little squirrel Durgan.
I think I would actually would be mid discuss because I would be alone probably. I would either be sleeping, but I think it's better if I'm mid discussion with my figment banana. I think that's better because otherwise I wouldn't be talking to the banana around people usually. I think it's funnier if I'm talking to the banana now. And so we'll zap in and it'll be well, but of course you would be a wonderful accompaniment to a Sunday. I just don't think it's good for your longevity is all. Well, good morning.
Oh, hello.
I was just having, I was considering Sundays for breakfast. You have a bananas and ice cream? What do you think
Huggins
of that?
Huggins is intrigued. What is this Sunday you speak of?
Well, it's imagine if you were to take milk and then churn and freeze the milk, and then you accompany the frozen milk with a banana, and then you take a different form of shaken milk and you smear it across the frozen milk, but also you find like little toppings, sometimes coconuts, and if you can find like a cacao powder, it makes for a very sweet delicacy, but it can also, you know, lead to a temporary loss of conscience. So we should be careful when indulging in what are we doing here? What's happened? What is this?
Huggins is just kind of like nodding along as you say that. He's taking a few notes and goes, right, cautious, yes, cautious.
Kit says, tell me more about the milk. That's a lot of milk.
It's why it's hard to come by in these fantasy, magical, fable society. Actually, it probably isn't that hard with all those things. Actually, probably isn't that hard at all to freeze some fucking milk. But it's, you know, you have to try it. For you, it would be like a long-lasting snack.
Can that be the quest for the last episode?
Yeah, I was about to say. Can
we try and gather the things we need to make ice cream?
Holy crap.
All right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you gotta...
I'm with it.
According to the Acorn Maestro, you have about an hour of time to peruse around the town before you have to go back for your next mission.
We have an hour before we can go to our next mission. Well, yeah. I guess we could.
How much milk can we find in an hour?
Roll for milk.
Roll for milk. Yeah.
Roll for dairy. While someone is rolling for milk, I'm gonna say hold that thought and hurry off to Stanislav's to try and get some kind of cold potion, but also something else. Wink.
Wink? What?
Wink. Wink.
Oh, God.
So if someone wants to do something, I've got a plan. Huggins rushes off, says, hold that thought with the ice cream.
This is going to be funny because, I don't know, I feel like if I'm about to do psychological war with my thought figment as I look for bananas to eat in front of it. I don't know. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I feel like I'm about to have a psychotic break, but we'll see. I do something to DBG. Like, we'll see. I don't know.
Roll for psychotic break.
Like I begin.
Sorry, go on.
I begin to look. I don't know. I suppose for for Kit Kat, we're gonna focus on the frozen ice cream first. That's gonna be the priority. And in doing so, I would be using diplomacy. See if I
can.
Yeah, I mean, I have. Do I have persuasion? Is that a real stat in this game? Or is that D&D? No, I have 13 on diplomacy. I think that's a stat. So. Should I roll it, or
can I?
Yes, everyone roll dice, and then I'll magiport us to Stanislav's potion place, and then we'll come back to it.
I rolled 19 plus 13 for 32.
That's what? What is this game? What is this game that we're playing?
Who are you people?
This feels like just Sandra's dream sequence. His roles are always like 30-something. He's lucid dreaming bananas.
Yeah.
Just pulling bananas into existence.
I think your search for dairy is successful in that you kind of are just, you know, able to talk to enough people that they're able to lead you to where you need to go. And Yeah.
Damn right.
Essentially, it's like a corner store. Yeah, you find a bottle of milk in there, and for rolling extra high, I'll give you also that there's some sort of, alchemical, like, tinkery guy in the back, and he appears to have what looks like you could imagine a machine capable of producing ice cream. You don't know if that's its intent, but yeah, he
It
has it.
appears to be capable of producing ice cream,
Yeah,
but it's
it is a
laced with like
priceless.
ocean remnants.
This is a priceless alchemical device, and the party's like, we're gonna use that to make ice cream.
Yeah, there's no, I guess, telling precisely what it's worth without talking to the guy,
Okay, can I
or
just
that he'll
say,
even part with the machine.
had you not brought up this machine, Kit Kat's plan was to cast Ice Storm and just throw hail at the milk in an attempt to freeze
Okay.
That might
Okay.
have not worked. Oh.
I thought that was funny and I needed everyone to
Don't.
know about it before it didn't happen. Before it went away forever.
Yeah.
That was the backup plan.
So yeah, we're here we are at what Stanislaw's potion shop, as we sort of flitter through the, space between this corner store and Stanislaw's potion shop as Huggins walks in, and Stanislaw had a voice and I don't remember it, and because I'm talking directly to you, listener, you didn't get that episode, I'm gonna make it whatever voice I want to make it now, and you're not gonna be mad about it. Oh, hello, I'm Stanislaw. Oh, it Huggins.
Opa! What's up, Stan?
You're back for more potions, I imagine?
Oh, yes, I have a very special request for you today. I have
Mm,
two very special
special
requests for you today.
request.
I need a potion that can make things very cold. Is that something we can do?
Ah, Frosty the
I don't know about this
Snowman.
alchemical device, so I'm still after a cold potion.
Frozen two.
Yeah, we're gonna take damage by eating this sundae.
The abominable snowman. What flavor of cold are you looking for?
He like
Yeah,
when he says flavor of cold, he's talking like spells or damage, and I look at him and I say banana.
that is in fact a
I
deep
also
cut.
need a potion that can transmogrify oneself from silly creature to silly creature.
Okay. Well, this poses a dilemma. Have you ever been down to the person who sells flowers down the way?
I can't say that I have.
I have gone sometimes because, a nice center of the table decoration is always nice. But sometimes you want two flowers from this bouquet and two flowers from that. And well, to make what you're saying work, you're gonna have to buy a lot of potions.
Do I have any gold?
The presumption is yes, that you have the money, but Stanislav continues and says, and also because certain combinations of these potions will create what is it the normal people call? Catastrophe. I really,
Nothing wrong with a little catastrophe.
you're gonna have to convince me that you're able to perform the procedures that are necessary to do what you want to do, and obviously pay me money because you have to stay in business.
Yeah, I will provide the money as I try and convince Stanislav that I'm on the level. I think that's a deception check.
Well, it, yeah, if that's the yeah, that's the direction you want to go, for sure.
Well, I've got like a scheme going, and I get the feeling that I'm trying to convince him I'm not scheming and totally on the level here. So I roll. Oh! A 4 plus 12, 16.
Stanislav looks at you and says, "You have been a person known to collect potions from here, and I've heard word that you just toss them willy-nilly at people."
"No, I deeply respect your potion craft."
The word has gotten back to me that that has occurred.
"Well, that's not what's going to occur today."
Well, all right.
How you know what a banana sundae is?
No. I imagine that it involves bananas.
We're performing critical research and development. We're going to change the world.
So
this is why we retired the campaign, because we invent banana sundae, and by the world is never the same.
Stick this in your tome, Fablers.
I'm going to give you the opportunity here to essentially bribe Stanislav, but the only acceptable thing that Stanislav will take from you.
"Oh, I know what it is." I reach into my coat and I produce a magical cup.
That is a very interesting cup that you did you procure that from the Isle of Alicanus?
Yeah. Perhaps? Magic cup made by incredible Cyclops forges. Here I am giving it to you.
Acceptable trade. hopefully no one dies, and if they do, you got those potions from the potion seller down the way. His name is Lawrence. Remember his name.
You got it.
So you can place the blame. And
if the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And he like bundles up the potions in a bag and hands them over to you. Says, "Excellent. It was nice doing business with you."
Firm handshake.
All right.
I leave the shop. Thank you, Stan.
And then you cast Hellish Rebuke. No.
Well, I'll meet up back with the party, unless people have some more dairy adventures to do.
So we get this scene, you shaking hands, and we pop back into the corner store. Sanjo, you have the milk, and you see this artificer person tinkering with the machine that you think could make ice cream. What do we do? What do we do here?
Okay. I would say Kit Kats. Now I know that the milk will be appealing at first, but we must show patience and restraint. First we must collect it and then freeze it. So I will ask this nice man, but you know, in the event that niceties are not so nice,
we kill him, got it.
We steal it. My God.
Okay.
Venture Bros level side.
The narrative theme of this episode is cold as ice.
We're stressing. Clearly, we're stressing from the work, from the job, and we need some ice cream.
Starting to get to us, guys.
Little artificer.
Good day, sir. I am in pursuit of some dairy, some milk, as it were.
You have the milk in your hand.
I have it. I have it.
Yeah. You have the milk.
Okay. So it's just the guy that's working on a freezy machine. Okay.
Yeah.
May I trouble? I have some
ridiculous.
I have some milk that I would like, please. Your contraption there, would you avail yourself of it to me? May I be able to use it? Is there something I could do for you as a barter? Or a bit of a quid pro quo?
You want to use the machine to make the milk really cold?
Yes, it came to me in a hallucination, but yes, I would like to drop the temperature of the milk to freezing temperatures.
It's
part of a more, there's more to it than that, but it's just step one, so it must be frozen.
Okay. I will offer you this service at a small price.
What price would name your price? What price might that be?
You do it here, and then whenever you're available, you do it here again, and I will develop a machine to keep this frozen milk frozen.
He's muscling in on our invention.
And you won't ask any questions when I profit from it. Is that fair?
I look over at Kit Kat like maybe is your time. I don't know. I
could always just throw ice at the milk.
Well, how about we see before we arrange to any kind of partnership? Let's first approach this on a trial basis. I don't even know if your strange metal box contraption can lower the air temperature. So I would like to see proof that it works before we consider any dealings.
All right. He looks at you as if like looking above you and to the left. And it's like slightly looking above you, and he pulls out a banana and he drops it into the thing, and he closes the lid, and then he pulls out the banana and shatters it on the counter as it is frozen solid. Oh,
liquid okay. Nitrogen it banana.
It works.
Okay. I see.
Are we meant to shatter the frozen milk?
No, he doesn't know.
I'm still very confused by this whole concept.
I know, this is groundbreaking stuff. We're really gonna change the world.
Everyone's shook it.
Okay. Well, I have the milk, and we need to get it into... I'm trying to think of like how I would logistically even get milk into the nitrogen tank. Incidentally, I don't have water bending. What do you say?
What is the milk in right now? Can we just put whatever vessels containing the milk currently into the machine?
Well, I want to say it needs to be churned, but I don't know if that's fucking true. I don't know how to make ice cream.
I feel like that's the perfect time for Huggins to meet back up, right? Comes rocking into the room like, guys, check it out. Potion of freezing.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. Yeah, you know, this has been wonderful. We're going to test this out really quick. But I tell you what, I'm going to give you a bottle of the milk if you're able to freeze it. Let's just have two different ones just to mix it up.
Maybe I have a smaller bottle that I can try to freeze it so we can do two different attempts.
Okay.
I mean, I was told I have gold, and I gave Stanislav the cup, not the gold. So, I mean, I can buy some milk, right?
Oh, I have no gold. You just have the milk. In normal instances, you're in like a corner store.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're like in the back of a 7-Eleven trying to invent ice cream.
Back of a 7-Eleven hassling the store owner to use the Slurpee machine.
Yeah.
Oh man, trust me, it'll be really good.
Oh. Does anyone mention that it needs to be churned?
Do we know it needs to be churned? I think so.
I think I know. But like I would mention that I don't know actually. I think you churn it first. Obvious, and then you freeze it. I guess that makes the most sense. But yeah, it does need to be churned, and I have my staff. So I just
I don't know if we have it like in a bucket, because I think that's the only thing that this would actually work in, is that I would have to have a bucket, and then
it has to be churned like while it's being frozen.
God, we're making ice cream, but we are bringing a kind of like bomb defusal energy to it. The yellow wire. They're all yellow, man.
The artificer
in the potion
is adding like parts to the inside of this machine as the like center circle thing starts to spin, and he's just listening to you all talk and taking all of the every note of everything you're saying now at this point. So he's like, they're going to figure out how to make ice cream, and I'm going to figure out how to make ice cream, and then I'm going to be rich.
But I also kind of see, like, because we're kind of back and forth on what we should be doing, and so his notes are quickly looking like a John Madden football play. Like, do we churn it now? Do we churn it then?
Yeah.
Well, we can try to, let's try to mix it in to the milk. Let's you know what? Let's not do that. Actually, let's go. Because we still need to collect other ingredients, and so we have now, it would do us no good to freeze this presently, and then let it get melted as we collect other items. So perhaps we would like to hold on to the actual making of the ice cream and collect perhaps some coconuts, some cacao powder, some fudge, perhaps, if we could be so lucky.
Oh, I've got some toppings, and I pull out the other potion.
What?
Yeah, you know, the other potion.
Okay.
Ominous.
There were two things I wanted from Stanislav. I will DM you the other one if you don't remember. Hang on.
I like it.
Oh, right. All right. I do remember. Okay.
There. That's my plan.
All right.
Okay. Well.
But strange. We're using the secret message power now.
On the ice cream episode too.
Yeah.
Do Stanislav's potions look different than any other potion?
Yes. All of them are weird. And like
obviously so.
Yeah, all of them are weird. Like the
I pull
potion
out, like
of
a neon green drink, and I'm like, oh, I've got some toppings.
Kit Kat to look at and say, I thought you said those weren't for drinking.
I muted myself. Damn you. No, they're perfectly fine. Curse your long memory.
But yeah, no.
I confabulate. I confabulate hard. I didn't get this from Stanislav's.
Yeah, the potion of freezing that you had, that you pulled out, sort of looks like if like you cut up like frosty blue jello into cubes and then like bottled it, and then it has like little like sort of what is the closest approximation to this? Like the
super appetizing.
The like Mentos, like the white Mentos. It has like little like spots that look like they're like Mentos in there, in this like little jello bottle.
I'll shake, give it a little shake and be like, come on, it's the fresh maker.
This is nonsense. It's just,
we're gonna be copyright stricken at this point. No. The fresh maker.
So it looks like a bottle with Mentos in it.
Well,
and Jello.
Some,
don't forget
and
the
Jello.
Jello.
Yeah, they're like
a little,
it's
no. This is okay. You know what? We will in fact do two batches, and maybe that one can go on yours as your
zero
Sunday.
Confidence.
Your Sunday. I just have a very specific vision for my Sunday. I'm sure your Sunday is also very good.
My Sunday's going to be amazing. I'll show you. I'll show them all.
We can't even compare Sundays.
Now it's a Sunday showdown.
Without getting too much into the weeds with it, I would try to find actual Sunday supplies, if at all possible, before dealing with the freezing of the stuff.
Yeah, I think if you want to spend you know, because, all right, so I think where we're at is it's less about your ability and more about time, right? So I'm going to say...
Oh, sure, because we only had an hour. That's true.
Yeah, I'm going to say because we split pass, right, that this has been about, like, at most 10 minutes that we spent, you know, getting to here. So you have, like, 50 minutes left. So if you're willing to spend, you know, 30 minutes, then I will not make you roll at all. And you just gather all the things you need. But if there's like things you want to do that require time, then you may have to roll to like quicken the pace of that or use abilities to, you know, essentially make time pass in a reasonable way, yeah. If you will.
Riddle me this. Is there a way, because, you know, it's also the town and stuff. Is there a way that like we would be able to map out a way to get from where we are to where to we need to go and conveniently pick up like ingredients or supplies along the way? You ever been going to like a birthday party or something and you stop at the dollar store and grab a little bag and some tissue paper and like, yeah, you deal with it as you're going on the way? I'm feeling like maybe we would be able to do that in some capacity if we have the frozen potion. We can like, you know, mix a little ice cream cocktail, like a float, I think that's what it's called, like a ice cream float. Yeah, maybe like that could be something that would make it a little easier on us if at all possible.
So I am going to, I guess, here, let me look. What do? Let me have you roll either a society or survival skill check.
Society? That's such a... Oh my god, I have a plus zero. I'm going to roll a plus zero because it's funnier. I rolled a four.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to say it falls to the other two to pick up in some way. I think like, so Sanjo goes through town and is really effective essentially talking to people to find milk and to do this stuff. And I think the second time around, as Sanjo comes out of this like corner store, it's like, wait, where am I? Because you kind of like just jump from person to person and just followed like the lead of the people. And so I think like your sense of direction is messed up because you've just been like all over the place and you're like, where is this corner store located? And I will let Kit Kat and Huggins roll here. Huggins, you can roll at with advantage because you just walk directly here from Stanislav.
Gotcha. What do you say, society?
Society or survival? Both work.
Small society.
Ooh. Hang on 1 second.
I got an 18.
Okay, I've got a plus one to either of these. So I'm going to go with society just for flavor. I got 6 plus 1. Hooray.
Oh my god, I also rolled a 6, but I have a plus 12.
Somehow. Yeah, but I'm super capable and you're an incompetent. So Kit Kat just pushes advantage? Me out of the way. Oh, advantage. I forgot. Oh, I kind of like the...
Did you already have
I like
plan?
The result. No, but I roll a 9 plus 1. Thank you very much.
All right. Sanjo, you're turned around, not really aware of where you ended up in town. Huggins, you know exactly where you went to, but
can't replicate it for some reason.
Yeah, seeing and discussing your location with Sanjo has confused you. And
we're holding the map upside down. And I'm like, no, we're here. And, pointing at the wrong spot.
Kit Kat's aforementioned incredible memory kicks in. And you are able to find the quickest path to where you need to go. And also identify like the local things that are on this path to you know, where you need to go. And I think about, you know, a minute or two into your walking through town, you reach a magic item store. I think you're drawn to it because you see the words "replication of magic items" like flashing in the window.
What?
Yeah.
Fuck, we should have come here before I gave away my magic cup.
You gave away your magic cup?
It's important, trust me. I needed to.
You actually get there and you see this, and you see Stanislav coming out with just a giant cart.
This motherfucker.
Full of these magic cups. And he looks at you and says, "These will be very useful." What?
Through gritted beak, I guess. I'm like, "Glad to help."
He kind of rolls by you with the cart. Does anyone else do anything before?
Can I try and I guess? Take one?
Sure. Yeah. That would be, ironically, in this game, it's just called thievery.
Hell yeah!
All right. Ooh. It's a 15, but for what it's worth, it was also a natural one.
Oh, diggity dang.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I failed you, friends.
Yeah, so...
No, is it fucked up of me to get excited when we roll ones like this?
Kit Kat is going to try to snag one of these cups, and Stanislav says, "I only had enough money to replicate exactly the number that I need. I cannot lose one," and points at you. And then continues walking away with the cart. "I'm sorry, it's unfortunate. Look, Huggins, because you're one of my best customers, once I'm done with what I'm doing, I will give you one of these cups if they still are here."
I'll nod and I'll say to him, "Also, I hope you'll tell me what they do."
That,
didn't quite get that it, far.
That not now. He says on a clock, and like a magical, like sort of like sundial-esque, like shadow thing forms behind him, and it's like ticking really fast. And he sort of points up to it as he's running away with the cart.
I'll look at the party and be like, "Man, I've never seen him like this. I wonder what he's up to."
You're outside the magic shop.
What did we come to the magic shop for?
I was just thinking, I was like, why? We got enough. Well, we were here, and
we're looking
I
for toppings.
We needed toppings, but our attention was diverted because it could replicate magic items. Do we want to replicate any magic items? Like maybe the potions? Could we replicate potions?
Do those count as magic, or are they like a unique thing?
You believe that whoever's in here replicating magic items could potentially replicate the potion.
Okay. The one that I sent you to the DM about. I want to get three more of those if I can.
Okay. So you walk into this magic shop, and it's curious, to say the least.
Lots of curios, lots of sort of weird oddities.
It sort of looks like if you took a toy store, right? And you took armory.
Oh,
and
nice.
Then you jammed like the workspace of like an artificer all into one place. And there's just like notes scattered everywhere, items all over the place. And as you walk in, you don't see anybody right away. And I am going to need you to roll a reflex save.
You Huggins or you everyone?
Just Huggins.
I feel like I'm not at my screen right now, but I roll a 12. I don't know what my bonus is. I feel like it's very big. Sorry.
They all say that.
They would say that.
Like, I think it's a 12.
All right. I'm gonna just double check this bonus here just for good measure. You know, honestly, nothing bad happens if you fail this. So, you are picked up by a cactus bear. The cactus bear lifts you into the air and says, "Ah, friend, you have come to get magic items."
Ow, ow, ow.
And then set you down. And yeah, it's a roughly 6'6" bear, but it's also a cactus. So it's like a cactus so in the shape of a bear that's sentient.
I just got hugged by a cactus. Does that not cause damage? You said nothing bad happens if I fail.
Yeah, no, there is no damage. The cactus bears are cool in that they have control of their little spine things. They can extend them and then pull them back in, sort of Wolverine-esque cactus spikes without like all the pain and the Huggins suffering.
It's like the first Huggins is learning of this. I've been trying to avoid this hug for years.
Yeah. The cactus bear pats you on the head and says, "Well, the store is open. Whatever it is you need. If you're looking to replicate items or artificers, working on some sort of cold contraption down the street."
I view him as a direct competitor.
If it's something simple, I can probably make it work. I've learned some artificing.
I will place like a bag of gold and the secret potion on the table, and I would say, "I would like to replicate this Sunday fudge 3 times, please."
You said Sunday fudge, and
don't worry, you'll learn. We're working on something.
Could I open it?
Well, I assume I have to let him inspect it.
But he has no idea what it is.
Yeah, he just replicates 3 more random potions.
You have to, like, he's, I don't know, I guess.
I will give him a charming wink to hope that he follows along.
But we don't actually have fudge to give this guy. You're giving him potions as
Yeah,
fudge?
Oh, no, it's not fudge. It's the secret potion. I'm trying to sell it as a topping to everyone.
Okay. But I do have normal fudge as well, right, DM? I have also normal fudge.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. The cactus bear opens the potion and just sniffs it and takes like a little stick and puts it into the potion and throws it, and a poodle appears and looks at Huggins and says, "This is not fudge."
God damn it.
"And I can replicate this for you, of course, but it will be just a moment. So if you want to peruse around and look while I work on this."
Oh, hey, well, I've got you here. Can you tell me what that cup did?
The cup? The Stanislav's
yeah.
cup?
Yeah, Stanislav's cup.
He told me not to tell anybody what the cup did just yet, because
damn it, Stan.
And
2 steps
this
ahead.
This like this magical like neon like sign pops up and it spells out NDA, and the cactus bear points at it and says, "Contractually obligated by magic to not tell you." So, I'll get these potions
with
us
Stan.
If you want to look around, just goes and at work, the cactus bear is just pure chaos, all over the place in this like store, just all over everywhere, looking at notes, flipping through pages, pouring things into cups, into other things, and like throwing stuff and then other things into bottles, and then like something gets splashed into a tree.
The tree transforms.
It's a lot of chaos.
Changes from a palm frond to a bonsai tree.
Not bonsai, not again. Essentially the potions are being made. Inside the store there are all assortments of, you know, magical things. You, I think, from your time on the island of Palaganis, realize that these magic items are not the same as the ones there. Like that these are uniquely different in like their construction and like how they work.
Got the flair of a different mage.
Unless you're looking for something specific, I'll just say you find lots of magic items.
I was but gonna say, like I feel like this is a I feel like this is a Kit Kat scene, the searching the magic shop.
Ooh, I don't know what I would search for. I thought we were getting ice cream toppings. I'm so confused.
We are, but it's he's just offering to see if there's, because we're in a magic shop, if there's anything you wanted to try and steal. But we're just duplicating the potions that Huggins has because Huggins is a bastard. If there's anything there for you to steal, this is your moment to do so.
I will GM say that there. All of you have money.
No, I have no gold.
To be evil for no reason.
It's not evil. It's frugal. We have money, and
I've got silver. I've got no gold.
We can't keep our gold by spending it.
Yeah. That's no All way to right. become a dragon with a horde.
That was a dragon once.
Is there anything like funky?
Did you say funky?
Roll for that funk.
Yeah. Like some weird. They're like, I have no idea what that could possibly do. I want it.
I think the like least assuming item it looks like one of those things that you put in like your suit coat, the handkerchief thing, you know, in the pocket, the little pocket square handkerchief. And around the center of it, it has all these like arcane inscriptions, it's pinned to the table with those cactus like needles.
So not easily stolen.
And if you look at it long enough, it does look like it's attempting to move, but is kept there by these needles.
Ooh. A pet.
Oh.
That would probably be the weirdest thing in the store.
While Kit Kat is eyeballing that, I will strike up conversation with the cactus bear and regale our adventures just as a distraction in case Kit Kat decides to, you know, the birds of a feather moment, because I love stealing. Here I go stealing again.
I would like to maybe stand behind a shelf and cast a little mage hand.
Nice.
To slowly pluck a couple of the... Maybe like three of the cactus spikes holding it down.
How far are you from the handkerchief?
I don't know. Like, how big is the shop?
I don't like anything about that question.
What could possibly go wrong?
But you're too far away? Something. You're too close? Something.
It seems unlikely.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever gone wrong for me before.
The store is a 30 by 30 foot like space. Like, think of like a pottery workshop, like about the size of that.
Okay. Are there aisles?
No. There are shelves.
I'm probably like 10 feet away. Like looking, like facing something else on a shelf.
Okay. So Huggins, you're talking to the cactus bear about your adventures. And
Cyclops and a manticore.
You hear
that you've never seen a date like that before. Sorry.
You hear gleeful laughing behind you in the direction of where you know Kit Kat is.
Like evil, gleeful laughing?
I don't know that Impish? You can discern good or evil from a laugh. Yeah, you
Skeletor begs to differ.
And the cactus bear's attention shifts from you to look in that direction. And I am going to need you to roll a a diplomacy check here to maintain the cactus bear's attention.
Okay. Okay. Diplomacy plus 12. Nothing could go wrong. Ooh.
Why do you 17 plus 12.
Because like Huggins is a bastard. No, Huggins is cool. I'm a bastard. I roll a 29, though.
The cactus bear starts to drift and look towards where the laughter is coming from. What do you say?
And then an otter person. I've never seen an otter person before.
What? An otter
person? I'm just telling him about the speed dating.
Draws the cactus bear back in, and the laughter slowly subsides. And
then I'll start to ask the cactus bear about like shadows with strange features, and I'm trying to describe what is effectively those weird like humanoid emotional shades or whatever they were that we fought. You know, all the interesting bits. So the speed date.
T-Cat, so cute. You see and hear the same thing, and you see Huggins is able to prevent the cactus bear from looking at the handkerchief. It kind of flutters as it's laughing in the motion of the laughter. There's one more cactus pin holding it into the board.
I'm liking pull it,
pull it,
less.
Pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it, pull it.
I'm going to pull it, but I'm going to try and like walk by it and like past it real quick. I use my mage hand to pull it, and then I'm gonna use like my actual hands to kind of grab it and put it in my bag or my pocket or something, or just play it off like I'm walking in this direction now.
You do that, and you put this handkerchief in your bag, and then a moment later, it feels like the weight of this handkerchief has changed. To a much heavier thing.
I just get yanked down to the ground like, huh! I'm fine.
And,
what is this, Andrew? What did you dream up?
I think at this point, the cactus bear is done making these potions.
Can I go outside?
Yeah. Is going to offer them to Huggins. And... says, well, all of you have a nice day. And, everyone goes outside. What do we do now?
Sweet. Okay. So we have all the supplies. We also have duplicated potions. We also have
handkerchief.
some abomination, some kind of abomination. What are you? Is it still laughing? Is laughing always?
No, it stopped laughing.
Okay, because that would be worse. okay. Well, if we have everything we need, if we have everything we need, we should be able to just try to make a little ice cream. We can mix some of the freezing potion in. We can have some crazy toppings, some normal toppings. And then we can get to where we're going for our next mission.
Andrew, I sent you a DM, a totally, totally normal. Innocuous DM that nobody should worry about.
Totally, totally normal and reasonable DM.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I totally trust that.
All right. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so yeah, I think you have everything you need. You travel to the temple of the God of Fables, and you're there, and you have all the supplies, and I think because this is a trial attempt, I guess you have the basic knowledge of what you need to do and what the end result is, but the process has never been done, we're going to have everyone pick a skill and roll it and tell me what your contribution to this ice cream making process is.
Well, my contribution to making, I want to, is it possible? I want to use performance because I want to make a nice big, like I want to do like Kobe's, like Benihana's, but with fudge. I'm gonna use my tail to like sprinkle shit. I'm gonna like flip stuff. I want this to be like I'm gonna churn the ice cream, and I'm gonna use little elemental. I'm gonna like a little fire blast. So I use like my finger as like a little blowtorch.
Some creme brulee action going on.
Yeah. I want to do a performance check.
All right.
Divinely inspired.
I want to back this up. I was going to make a medicine check, and I don't know, like use knowledge of tinctures and so on and so forth,
Yeah, I rolled.
and he help him.
Can I be helped, GM?
Yeah. No.
Do I
Yeah.
roll with advantage?
I roll a 17 to assist if I needed to roll.
That will give you just a plus one to this roll.
Just a plus one? Well, that's
Yeah.
okay because I rolled 16 plus 13 for 29 to bring
Right.
it to 30.
Nice.
Yeah. So the DC for this was 20. So this is
Yeah. Oh
a
shit,
critical
critical ice cream.
success.
It's delicious.
We haven't even got what Kit Kat's gonna do. Kit Kat, what do you bring to this ice cream soiree?
I am gonna use magical physics and judge by like how much potion has been poured in and like what seems to be happening with the milk, whether or not we need to adjust the rate of which we're like we're pouring it in, and just to make it as creamy as possible.
There
And
is this really cool magical assembly line happening, and I'm just trying to help wherever I can.
I rolled a 29.
God damn.
Wow.
Yeah, these two talented mages, and I'm just happy to be here.
Not only do we succeed at this ice cream making, but on top of that, Kit Kat has mathed the exact formula to recreate this perfect ice cream every time through a series of notes. So you now have the recipe for the perfect ice cream. You
Amazing.
can create this at any time. And I'll give it some sort of magical benefit, maybe someday. But for now, you can create the perfect ice cream. And yeah, you have perfect ice cream,
Yes.
and you have all the
Oh yeah.
toppings when you're here at the temple.
When we die, this recipe will be our contribution to the Fablers.
This is
It'll be
amazing.
the what? Yeah, can we have one cone of Fabler's Blizzard shit?
Fabler Blizzard shit.
That is what we'll name it.
It's
Oh.
a Fabler Queen,
Yeah.
Dairy Queen's only
Most of.
competition.
Nice.
Yeah, no. All right, yeah. So we have the perfect ice cream. We're here. I guess we have like 18 minutes. Is there anything else anybody wants to do? And then
What
I'll
happens when I
probably.
put Huggins' hot fudge on my ice cream?
Hand wringing. I roll to hand wring. I make a performance check. That's an 18 at hand wringing.
You're a monster.
is
You did
all right
this.
is I guess the question is intent here, right? Are you pouring the hot fudge that Huggins has provided as a like this is hot fudge on my ice cream, or do you
No.
think that it's something else?
I think it's something else. I mean, I
Okay.
know it's a potion from the person he told us not to drink potions from.
A potion of superior flavor.
Side eye. Can I roll for side
I think this is also a performance check.
You gotta beat an 18.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Oh
My performance is plus 16.
fuck.
I got a 21.
Legit.
The
yeah.
side eye is much stronger than the hand ringing. I stop ringing my hands. I'm like, whoa,
I
oh,
think
we're serious
yeah, I
now.
Think the side eye happens as the potion pours out of the bottle onto the ice
I'm
cream.
Not gonna pour it like super liberally. I'm gonna do like maybe a, like tablespoons worth.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You pour it on there, and a small amount of the ice cream transforms into a small little itty bitty mushroom.
What?
Yeah. And it would appear that this is a potion of transmogrification.
Nice.
I lift the bite to my mouth, not realizing it's turned into a mushroom, and I catch sight of it on the way to my mouth. And
oh, shit, it's moldy.
Out a, like a scared cat sound. And I drop it and like spring backwards 3 feet. Can I feel like I've tempted fate enough. I don't really want to eat the mushroom.
All right.
And I got try and what do I have to roll to throw the mushroom into Huggins' mouth while he's taking a bite of ice cream while his beak is open?
Yeah, I go to I'm a little surprised too, and I go to
and I just want to whoop.
You can use Mage Hand, and I will say, what is your spell save DC?
Oh, shit.
Find that spells. Is it under my spells? No. Where do I find that? Where is it?
I think it's like at the top of the spells list.
No, it's not. It just goes right to cantrip. Oh, some of my spells have different saves. Oh, they all seem to be 26.
All right. So
oh, good.
Huggins.
You've been rolling great tonight, Huggins. Don't worry.
You are gonna make a DC 26 reflex save, and if I was Brennan Lee Mulligan, this moment would be a Box of Doom moment. what do you have? What is your plus to reflex saves?
Plus 18, and I want to activate the flying boots.
Okay.
What are they going to do to help you here?
Dodge out of the way.
All right. I will give you...
I'm pleased to inform you that I rolled a 2, but it is plus 18, bringing me to a 20, which is a grand total of not enough.
You get a plus 1 from your boots, which gives you a 21, which you are out of critical failure range, which means you are taking this bite, and a mage hand tosses this mushroom into the bite.
It's like,
and you are able to not chew the mushroom. I'm gonna have you make a fortitude save nevertheless. Just tell me what you get.
Oh, I'm even better at those. Oh, I am actually 31.
Oh shit.
Yeah. The mushroom falls into your mouth, and you flicker between types of bird. You're an owl, you're an eagle. You're just flashing through all these different types of birds, and then you spit the mushroom out and you turn back into
amazing.
Huggins the crow. And
the potion of character creation screen. You guys watch as I'm flipping through all the different
random
options.
Character generator. That hot fudge was good.
Now we like it.
Is there anything else we wanna do in this final moments here?
Yeah, I wanna provide a Sunday to Acorn Maestro. Sorry though, I've been talking a lot. Sandro's got plans.
No, not particularly. Just to get to the. I just envision us walking to the ceremony. You know, ice cream in our hands, nice little sundaes.
We brought goodies.
I also like not verbalizing like out loud, but I like to think like with every bite of sundae, Like my banana conscience is just like screaming.
How could you? You traitor!
Just screaming. But also, I hope that my banana pigment can taste it. I don't know. I'm trying to articulate that bananas are delicious. It's not my fault. I have this banana apparition.
All right.
Is that all right?
Huggins approaches the Acorn Maestro with his sundae. The Acorn Maestro says,
like, bro,
ice cream?
Have you ever had anything as delicious as this? And I provide him the bowl. I offer him the bowl.
The Acorn Maestro takes a bite of the ice cream. And
nice. I must ask him to make a fortitude save.
All right. Let's see. It's a 16 altogether.
I don't know what you need to roll.
Excellent. What happens if I fail?
He turns into a ferret.
All right. Yeah. The Acorn Maestro takes a bite and transforms into a ferret. And for the first time in all of the Acorn Maestro's years of being alive, he identifies how transmogrification magic works. The ferret looks up at you and says, I think you have made a grave mistake, but I do enjoy pranks and fun, but I now know what I must do. And the ferret disappears in the temple, and you're left in this ceremony room alone, because the Acorn Maestro is the person who like introduces every mission to you.
Oops.
And the book is up there. Oops, on the book is up there open on the pedestal, right? And mm-hmm. It has your next mission written on it, and you can read it. Essentially it's sending you to a far off place in the middle of the ocean. It's a toy island.
Yeah. Oh, good. And nothing could go wrong at the island of misfit toys.
And you see your mission there, and I think we will leave our fablers here. Sanjo arguing with the banana about the taste of bananas, everyone
kind of
eating
envisioning
ice cream.
Yeah, like we're eating ice cream. The camera starts to zoom out away from the city, and there's like a dragon flying away from it. Like, guys, I might have unleashed a powerful dragon. My bad.
We see exactly this as the sun finally pokes through that rain that it's been going on this whole time. The sun kind of shines through, and you see, the dragon crossing the skyline, and a weird German voice saying, "Finally!" And then we plummet, we fall, we're in the magic shop as the cactus bear picks the pins off the ground and looks at the table, shaking that the handkerchief is gone. And out of Kit Kat's bag pops a puppet. Here's Woody.
And, no, what the hell?
And that's where we leave it. That's
no, what the fuck?
Yeah,
well,
no,
that
point
was fun.
No point. Was the dragon freeing on purpose? I am just a rube. Thank you very much.
It's been great playing Pathfinder with everyone. We are going to end this arc of Pathfinder here.
Wait, before we end.
Go ahead.
So I snuck the potions into the normal ingredients. What does everyone else transform into? I know at least Sanjo was eating the hell out of the ice cream.
Yeah.
uh, Why don't we all make a
become a gorilla and beat your ass? This one's for Harambe. Just
yeah, like I take a bite, turn into a songbird. You take a bite, turn into a gorilla. Just start clobbering.
Yeah, actually, I think that's more fun. All right, the first time it happens, Sanjo, you are probably shocked by being transformed into something else. As is Kit Kat, but I think after that, Huggins has made it a fun game to transform into different versions of the character that you are.
Every bite is a new transformation.
And, so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
I tell the party, like I don't know if you guys saw my message, but soft serve potion shop as I'm like fluttering annoyingly around the two of them.
Yeah.
Think about
it. I think we leave everybody there with the transforming into out. Different into
Every
different
we take,
versions.
Different animals pop.
Now there's a strange puppet in the room, and that's it.
Just watching us transform over and over again.
And also, Sanjo is the only person who recognizes the puppet, which is makes this even more
like that's
more
what
great.
Like yeah, it's the psycho puppet, right?
Oh yes, it is.
Yeah, I fully was like,
"How
what
dare
you
call
you
him
mean,
a
Woody?
Psycho puppet?"
Psycho ass puppet. It's a nightmare.
All right, all right, people. That's been Pathfinder for us and
for us.
yeah, we'll hopefully come back to this someday. But for now, we're gonna do other things, and we'll see you with the cool new stuff soon. Once again, thank you for listening. Again, tell all your friends. Tell them all. We got cool stuff coming. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.